All right now, Ms. Begbie, I know this is difficult for you, but we need you to give a description of your assailant for the police artist so that we can make a sketch of him. Do you think you could do that for us?
Yes, I think so. I got a good look at him. God, I don't think I could ever forget his face.
All right then, let's start with the face. Was it a round face or an oval one?
Oh, it was round, definitely round. He was a very fat man, and he had a double chin, and I think, yes, with a big cleft.
Okay, a cleft chin, like this? Good. Now, let's do the eyes. What kind of eyes did he have?
Well, they were big, round eyes. No, not quite that round. A little bit more square than that. Yes, good, now you've got it. They were big and brown, and he had big, bushy eyebrows that kind of came together. Yes, perfect.
Right. And what about the nose? Was it a straight nose?
No. He had a big fat nose, kind of like a drinker's nose, you know, all veined and red. And it was a little bit crooked, as if it had been broken and never set right.
Right. Like this? Good. And the lips, were they full lips?
Yes, and very chapped and cracked, as if he had been outside in the cold a long time. And he had a mustache as well. Yes, exactly like that.
And did he have any distinguishing features, like a scar or a birthmark?
No, but he did have rather bad acne. His face was covered in pimples.
All right. Then let's have a look at the hair, then. How long was it?
Oh, it was about shoulder length, parted in the middle, and very wavy. It was dark brown, but streaked with gray. Right. Oh my God, that's him! That's the man who took my purse!